Blog Talk Radio.
Stand up, Dr. Harrison. He's just as much Gentile as I am. By the flesh, neither one of us are the seed of Abraham. He's just a different flavor of the same.
With your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, we live in Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. We got the seer, Yisrael of Seed Royal, sitting back, riding shotgun inside of the class right now. We got the elder, Yada, Israel Travel, Yada Judah, lead teacher out of Camp One, bringing the lesson in right now. You got the young lions getting ready to come up and do some rowing. We just say, sit back, be big ears, get your notes together, get your pen and pad, write down good notes and big notes, and follow along if you can. And we say, make sure you write down good notes, and then go from there, and then keep listening in. We say, Yahuwah bless you, and we're going off to the class. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yesterday is come and go, right?
That's
about with you on today. That's what Yahweh said in Hebrews chapter 4 today. If you hear my voice, right?
Right.
Go ahead, read on.
But his blood will I require at your hand.
Verse 21, come on.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man.
If you warn the righteous man, brother, let's decide today. Come on.
That the righteous sin not.
Come back down and get this good word in you, brother.
Everyone.
deals with you as your son.
Yes,
for what son is he whom the father chastises not?
Hallelujah. What son is going to see that he is not correct? Chastised not.
But if you be without chastisement,
you be without correction,
therefore are a partaker.
Mm.
Are ye masters and not sons?
No, he won't see, he won't look at that.
No, he read a lot of questions. That's not a question,
mother. Mm-hmm.
Read that verse again. He read a lot of questions. No, he that ain't no question at all. That ain't. Well, read that again. Now, read it like you just give a statement. Give you some. Now, it's not a question at all.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8. But if he be without chastisement, therefore, all are partakers. Then, are you bastards and not sons?
And not sons. You bastards and not sons. Not at all. So, your question, it ain't got no appearance on question up here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, you can't say, you cannot stand the correction. What did he say again?
Bastards and not sons.
And you're not sons. That is a flat out statement that you know. You can't stand correction. You are a bastard and you're not
God.
I mean, you're not God. You're not God. So this time, if I try to correct you, you want to come back and give you a comeback. You need to come back down, take the correction.
Right.
Learn from it. And keep it moving. And that's how you'll be able to help others. Because that's why Yahweh's son came down in the body, but nobody tell him that you can't do it. He came down to himself, said, yes, you can. I came down.
Yeah.
I was just like you. I've done it. Don't tell about what you can't do. You can do it. So you can do it. It can be done. But you can't. But they might tell him, well, already, you, Yahweh, you can stand. No, I was just like you.
Yeah.
So that let me know you can do the same. So you got to go through some things to help others. A lot of people might think, well, you know what you went through. Yes, I have. I've been through it and more than what you went through.
That's right.
So I'm able to correct you to show you what can befall you if you listen. I've been there and done that. And we can help you if you listen.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to listen, that's your fault.
That's
right. All right. Okay. All right, let's go to Proverbs. I go to Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 18. Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 18. Mother Z.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not the soul spare.
Let not your soul spare.
Spare of his crying.
He said, correct your soul, my dad, Why you got a chance? Why there's hope.
Mm.
And let not your soul spare from this cry.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, give me that same book.
X may be a baby. X.
Same book, you say?
Nah, I didn't read. I read 19:18.
Okay, Proverbs
in judgment, but he shall hear the small as well as the great.
Yeah.
He shall not be afraid of thou face, the faces of men.
What?
For the judgment is Yahweh, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it.
Verse 18.
I command you.
So this ain't nothing that Yahweh say, well, if you feel like it, right?
Right.
He said, this is a commandment. I command you.
Mm-hmm.
Great. At that time?
At that time, all these things which he shall do.
That's going to be you, young man.
Yahweh. Yahweh. All right. All right, say not you won't be afraid on the face of the man.
1:15.
All right, here we are. You can't be feared about these faces. Verse 17. Be not afraid to face the man. The precept will pull out on that verse 17. I'm going to Jeremiah real quick. Be not afraid of the face of the man.
Very red.
What kind of red?
Very red.
And that's our job. Yahweh to make sure whoever can the word of Yahweh be what kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very ready. Because one of you little ones will have to chase a thousand. Yahweh one got to be, to do that, you got to be what kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very ready. You get your head cocked and it ain't him. Because if they are here, like he said in that movie called Awesome Gentlemen, they are here to trap you up. So you got to be what kind of ready?
Very
read. Very
read.
We got to make sure we very read. Not that you just read. We got to know you know what you read.
Hallelujah.
You can see the picture in your head what you read.
Mm.
Clearly. And that's when we know you get out James 5:20.
Hallelujah.
Well, not by personality. He's saying it ain't about personality. It's about the word of Yahweh. He's trying to get his kingdom. That don't show up here.
In a long boat. Very ready in that law.
Hallelujah.
Gotta be ready.
Let me grab one young line.
Yes, sir.
Let's try to the regular book. Ezra. Brother Micaiah, Israel's seer. Let me see if I can add to the conversation here. Forget Ezra 7, verse 25. Let's see what he's saying.
All right. Going over to the book of Ezra.
Easy. All right. Regular book.
I'm going to book of Ezra, E-Z-R-A, chapter 7, picking up at verse 25.
Yes, sir.
E-Z-R-A, chapter 7, verse 25. 25 reads, "And you, Ezra, after the wisdom of your Yahweh that is in your hand, set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your Yahweh, and teach you them that know them not."
Hallelujah.
Read that verse again.
From that, call it out.
The book of Ezra, E-Z-R-A, chapter 7, verse 25. 25 reads, "And you, Ezra, this here, after the wisdom of your Yahweh, that is in your hand."
After what?
After the wisdom of your Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
That is in your hand.
That's right.
"Set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your Yahweh."
You got what?
"Know the laws of your
Yahweh. Know the laws of
Yahweh." And
him the one you set up, that same thing with the precept of not going to old El, he told Moses, and that's what that was chapter 16:7, and he read it. He said, go get one you know that still was going to be the same, not just go get a bunch of men together. No. You got to get the right men together, Moses. Look out there. Now, let's go and read that brother for the math and all the other way. Read that, Brother Isaac.
Brother Deuteronomy.
Numbers, chapter 11, 16:17. You just can't, you got no labor among you, and Moses' job was to do what? According to Malachi chapter 16:17. What was Moses' job?
Go to the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 16:17. Look at this. Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. "And Yahweh said unto Moses,"
and Yahweh said unto Moses,
"gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel."
That means men of the elders of Israel.
Who you know it.
Who you know it.
To be the elders of the people.
Uh-huh.
And officers over them.
Uh-huh.
And bring them unto the temple.
So that's on Moses to make sure you just don't bring me, like Cain did, brought anything to sacrifice to Yahweh. Yahweh, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
What you bring me? Cake and ice cream and pop. Fuck this. This ain't a sacrifice I want. I want the fatness of some got blood. You will bring me what you want to bring me, huh?
Yeah.
No, it don't work like that. He said, make sure that you bring down to the temple 70 that you know that you want to fire them out. And they really receive the same. I'm going to take that same spirit that's on you, Moses. Put it on them. But you got to know what's fucking around you. You can't be looking at a bunch of bodies all over the place. Because they're going to scatter when the pressure comes. It'll be all over the place. They'll be skin
Kid, I have rejected him.
You know what? We rejected him.
I have rejected him. Go ahead.
For reigning, ruling over Israel.
Yeah.
Fill thy whole heart with oil.
Yeah.
And go. I will send you suggestions.
The what? The best of might.
The best of might. For I have provided me a king among his sons.
See, you understand one thing. This thing is not about friendship. It's about one thing about we got to get Yahweh's word right. We got to get Yahweh's word right. I don't even mourn for sorrow. Because I have rejected him. See, word of Yahweh is going to draw out people. Remember, in 1 Corinthians 1:10, this is a must, for Titus. 1 Corinthians 1:10, it's a must. It's a must.
Hallelujah. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Corinthians. Book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, that we all speak the same thing.
See, it's a must. We all in the body of Yahweh must do what?
Speak the same thing.
You got to speak the same thing. We can't be all over the place when we don't understand this. You said this. I don't know. No. If you're about to Yahweh's business, you got to be of one body, and you all
got to
do what?
Speak the same thing. Is that what we're reading? Yahweh. And that there be no divisions among you.
And no divisions among you. But the only way you're going to know these things, now go to Mark. Chapter 4, see, when these things happen, you're supposed to be looking at your Bible. Pick up verse 14 and read down and read down to verse 20. So see, Yahweh tell you the reward of everything, but you gotta understand these things. Let's even say it in Mark chapter 4, verse 14. Listen to this.
Book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 14.
Listen.
The sword sows the word.
The sword sows the word. Leadership sows the word.
Verse 15. And these are dead by the wayside.
Yes.
When the word is sown.
And when the word is sown.
But when they have heard.
And when they have heard.
Satan cometh immediately.
When did Satan come in?
Immediately.
When you start hearing a correction and understanding of this book, so get this thing right. Who coming? Who automatically show up?
Satan.
Yeah. That's why you got to be. Go ahead. Satan, come on. What kind of way he come?
Immediately.
So he's putting it in no kind of clue with it.
Right.
He coming when? Immediately.
And take away the word that was sown in their mind.
And take away all the learning you had. You're taking that from you. What happened next?
Verse 16.
What?
And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground.
Now these are they likewise that are sown on stony ground.
Who? When they have heard the word immediately.
And when they, and you got some when they hear the word immediately,
receive it with gladness.
Oh, laugh at all, John. They get happy when they hear. When you teach on this, I don't like this. I don't like this. But I like this part. I don't like that part. That part is teaching good now. No, you got to do this whole row. Everything on this book. Can't pick and choose the part you like. And you got to walk along that only got a choice of what I want to hear, what I want to hear. make my back feel good. Go ahead and read.
Verse 17. Have no root in themselves.
Okay, but really they have what?
No root.
They have no root in themselves.
It's so endure, but for a time.
And then endure for a time.
Afterwards, with affliction or persecution,
what?
Arise.
What?
For the word say
what?
Immediately they are fit.
They are what?
Offended.
Oh, well, I gotta go now. I need something choking me right now. I need a whole air. I need something to pull on in my nose.
Verse 18.
What?
These are they
which are sold among souls. And these are they that are sold.
Thus that hear the word.
Yeah, hear word.
Verse 19. And the cares of this world.
And the cares of this world, they want to always, they got, they still leaning in the cares of this world.
And the deceitfulness.
And the deceitfulness of what?
Of riches.
Of riches.
And the lust of other things.
And other things.
Entering in.
Entering in.
Choke the word.
What happened?
Choke the word.
Choke the word. When you got something else on your mind, it'll choke the word from you. Go ahead.
And it becoming unruly.
And then you become what?
Unruly. Verse 20.
So how you gonna help others? How you gonna tell anybody to head down about when this happens? You can't even read that to them. You do gotta read something else. Cause they say, well, how did you act when the four fell in your lap? What did you do? What did you do? Oh well, what I did, I had to go get me some ass. Oh, okay. But then why you trying to get me straight, you getting yourself straight. So you can't take nobody back in the gold room and stay in the office because you got to be staying out yourself.
Go ahead. Verse 20.
What?
These are days which are sown on good ground.
Now, these are days that are sown on good ground. Good means understand the word, apply it, and hear the word.
Young what? Such as hear the word and receive it.
They hear the word and they receive the word.
And bring forth fruit.
And they'll bring forth fruit.
Some 30-fold.
Some like they said.
Some 60.
Yeah.
Some 100.
Yeah. So all that we got to see from the page of this book.
Yeah.
The Bible is the best correction that Yahweh. This is his mouth. This is his Bible. So we have to make sure we apply the Bible. It's not our who labor among you. You must know this according to the Bible. Then you be caught off battle at a time when you least suspect it. Mm-hmm. Then that's on you because you didn't prove that person or prove that person like you prove anybody on the page of the book. When correction comes, are you able to withstand correction? Then there's some scripture says the soul, then go with the body. Back to your mind.
All right. Let's go to chief speaker of the nation of Israel on that. Let's go to chief speaker of the nation of Israel. They also concern this as well too. Let's go to chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Let's go to chief speaker of the nation of Israel. All right, let's go to 2 Peter, chapter 2. 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 8. 2 Peter, chapter 2. All right, pick up verse 8. Second Peter, chapter 2, verse 8.
2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 8. For that righteous man dwell among them in secret
sin
and hearing begs his righteousness soul from day to day with thou unlawful deed.
With thou unlawful deed. Verse 9.
Verse 9. The Yahweh know how to deliver the unyahwali.
Deliver the Yahwali?
The Yahwali? Deliver the Yahwali out of the temple.
Out of temptation?
Out of temptation. And to
reserve
the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
Be what?
Punished.
So the unjust will be what?
Punished.
When?
the day of judgment.
The day of judgment. So beyond death, what is your end going to be?
You're going to be punished.
You're going to be punished. It's simple that, so now you think of a nation can do all, well, you made it plain, you can preach up on that mother. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 9. So the our death is going to be what?
Punished.
Going to be punished. Mm-hmm. Let Pharaoh got a punishment they got coming. In John chapter 13, verse 9. What he got coming, Moses?
Revelation 13, verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear.
So you got ear, listen. You said our death gonna be punished. Verse 10.
He that leadeth into captivity shall go unto captivity.
So if you lead somebody into captivity, what will happen to you?
You're going to go into captivity.
You're going into captivity. Go ahead.
He that killeth with the sword.
And now if you sell everything by the sword, he that killeth by the sword
must be
killed. What word is that?
Must be killed with the sword.
See that? Well, that's the punishment. If you want to suck somebody that's righteous, that's what will happen to you. That's entire property. So if you lay anybody through captivity, you going into captivity. Mm-hmm. So stop thinking the other nations going to go be in the kingdom with you and not upon the end. And that's the point we're trying to make. You got to know what Gentile you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Gentile you got in your mind. Ain't gonna have that truth. Mm-hmm. So just how that you got in your mind, I've done too much.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wake up and pay for that. So how you gonna bring him in as equal to you?
Mm-hmm.
And he gotta pay for his crime. So that Gentile, that's why you gotta know what Gentile you're talking about.
That's right.
He ain't much to know other Gentile unless it was Israelite, tell them, get right. Go away from Yahweh. He ain't going to other nations and check to them. They got to pay for what they don't get.
That's right.
So how often he going to them, and now he going to teach them? Mm. No, he ain't teaching them nothing. He ain't come out to teach them nothing.
Hallelujah, come on.
So they is part of the captivity because everybody got a piece of Israel. Mm. Every nation got a piece of it. And every nation going to pay for what they want.
Hallelujah.
Back to the young man. Yeah,
other nations
got to
pay for that.
So you can't teach the Bible without having that understanding. Mm. That's why, because you can read good, you got to have an understanding that you can be teaching them all. That's right. That's the young man. Alright,
so let's go to Jeremiah real quick. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. Let's see what I want. Make that Jeremiah 6. Go to Jeremiah 6, took the deep up there, put the Israel to see Roy. Go to Jeremiah 6. Jeremiah 50, verse 7.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7. Read. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7. All that found them have devoured them.
All that found them have devoured them.
And their adversaries say, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers.
All right, he said, all the fountains and their adversaries. Let's get a list of who all his adversaries.
Adversary is interchangeable for enemy. What does it say? What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
Hold that real quick. Hold that with you all real quick. I'm going to go to Psalm 33 real quick. Let's see what back up what I'm saying about adversary. It's a change. Go to the book of Deuteronomy. Go to the book of Deuteronomy. Yes. Go to the book of Deuteronomy.
Early.
Right. So he said,
no time. The bottom line is that I'm going to watch you until you see what you apply the Bible to what you are. I'm just going to watch you. Now, if you apply the Bible, coming in. As long as you apply your own understanding, I'm going to sit there and watch you. That was just there, Dr. Young Line. You're watching. You're watching. All right. Let's get a list on with y'all. Hey, adversary. We just got to read in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 7. Get a roll call on these adversaries real quick. Psalms 83. How about the peace? Go to Psalms 83.
Psalms 83. Keep not silent, O Yahweh, hold not the peace, and be not still, O Yahweh. Keep reading.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2, for lo, their enemy make a torment,
a tumult,
and they that hate you.
by you, and I'm not there for you. Where will you go? Israel. Is you hear me, Mount Deep Israel?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm trying to find. So where would you go? Now, grandbabies are talking. Grandma, who would these hand warm that we could read, Grandma? And I was there for you. Where would we go? Pick her up by verse 22. Hallelujah. Make a note of it. So one day, grandbaby might ask a question about these hand warm. So who did he want to be free to run up our country?
Isaiah 7:42.
We'll get a name and all the way down to verse 24. We can get a solid name, but it should tell us something real good in verse 22.
But this is a people brought and poor. They are all of them there and home.
Okay, here we go.
And they are here in prison.
So what is he want to do? You go out of that house and prison house. You go in a prison house, you go burnt a burnt, you don't see nothing. They kick you in the back and they stack up like twinks back there. Sardines in there. Stack like twinks. Huh? The hen war. You go to anybody that a penal institution and the majority in there is the hen war of the lie. I don't care what country you go to.
Yeah.
You in there too. As a hen warm. You might call yourself a bridge arm, anything. Anything but Israel. Pray.
They are for a prayer.
And everybody pray on this piece.
Yes.
They bring Christianity and a cross with us and a rock or something. They bring anything for them. He'll hook, line, and sink on anything. Go ahead.
And none deliver.
And you're not going to be delivered until you get the word of the voices of the two Israelites.
For it's four.
They for what?
Four.
And none say what?
Restore.
Hold that point. Sister A.B. or Phoebe. And what about your leadership? What about the leadership? What do the leadership do behind all this? What do the leadership do behind all this in the 11th chapter? Oh, Zechariah. What do the leaders do?
Zechariah.
Yeah, 11. What do the leaders do in verse 3?
Zechariah.
Verse 5. Zechariah. Let's peep at their leader. Verse 5, 11, 5.
Okay, Zechariah chapter 11, verse 5.
Whose oppressors,
possessors,
slay them.
The one that your possessors, the one that got you paying for the water bill.
Yeah. And hold themselves not guilty.
And they said, we not guilty.
And they that sell them,
they go and to the confession book.
Blessed be Yahweh.
They said, blessed be, Jesus.
For I am rich.
What they say?
I am rich.
You got 400 years of free labor, and you said, I am what?
Rich.
Yeah, you told them. You didn't give out no paycheck.
Great.
And their own shepherds pity them not.
And your own shepherds what?
Pity you not.
Huh? Yeah. Your own shepherds. Yeah. Still saying you a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? And we read last night that the Pope gave a decree to all his bishops. I don't care what's on your mind. You make sure you tell nobody about the original name. You better bring some Jesus up in there. If you're a Christian, you're going to talk Jesus. Is that what we read last night? You're going to talk Jesus if you're a Christian. The Pope gave a decree that you're going to talk Jesus if you're a Christian. You're a You're paid. YHW ain't no never mind. Lord, I'm the Pope. So you told them bitches, get busy and go buy them priests. And we all read it last night. So come on back, Mom. D.F. Israel. Verse 23.
African American.
America
Badge Pussy. America Badge Pussy. Mm-hmm. So how you call that? You got two so-called white men, which is Esau.
That's right.
And you got black. And it tell you in the definition of black, nothing good about black means wicked, dark, evil. Definition of it.
Yeah, but whose definition is
it?
But whose definition is it?
Right. Esau.
Esau.
And what he's telling you to read, about Esau's definition in the 50th chapter, verse 16, 17. What did he say about his definition? His definition is like a marriage life.
Okay.
Yeah, he gave Psalm 50, 16 to 17. Let's read about his definition. Psalm 16 to 17. What did he say that about D? F, Israel, C, Rory. We talk about Esau inspired Psalm's definition.
Woe the name before Africa that we can read. 106, verse 22.
Marvelous work.
Verse 22.
Marvelous work.
What is that word? Marvelous work.
Wonderful
works in the land of Ham.
And where is that?
Ham.
And
carry
terrible
things by the Red Sea.
So that's what Ham was connected with. You see a reef called the Red Sea. Yeah. So there you go. So you see the word Africa.
The land.
You know that's the white man's name, Senator Esau. The proper name is Ham, the son of Noah. Now, if you want to get everything I want, you just take the dog. Yeah, I want to take down the dog. That's how we read it over there in the 60th chapter, around that verse 22, Isaiah. One little one will take the dog. See, when you put this book on them, you will get them down. But you got to be prepared to take corrections to make sure you deal with it, but you will do it a clock one day. If it's someone in your grandbaby back tomorrow, who is that? Where did that name come from? That's the land of Ham. That's our Noah's boy. Noah's second born son. That's Noah's second born son. So when you read in that Victorious, it said Ham, the younger son, you know already after that, Aaron, so a precept said that's wrong. That part is wrong, but then the rest of it we go with it. Just got to know how to keep the need and spit out the bone. They always got a little trick somewhere after that, you will be in the so we read the top of the Bible, they talk about Ham, they tell them what can they say about Ham? But I want to know if this is correct or not.
Oh, the youngest. I didn't hear it.
No, it's not.
Hear.
See that?
No, it's not. But see, everybody will read that, but they didn't leave that part on top. And then we know, then we already know they're on the pattern keeping. They call bleed through the precept, you find out that that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Ham is number two.
That's right.
Right? There you
right.
They're just gonna rest past that. If you're wrong on one point, you'll be wrong on the next point. You will see things totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Ham is the younger son, that part is wrong. Mm-hmm. Now the rest of it is right. That's like you got to know how to go in the store and get what you need out of the store. You ain't going to get no rattlesnake out of the store. Although they might have a rattlesnake in there. Mm-hmm. Might have some hogs in there. You ain't going to get that. Go and get what you need. Y'all always say, give me books, go get out what you need. Mm-hmm. Don't throw the whole book away because it got error in it. Go and get the parts you need out of it.
That's right.
That's in the online. So we know Ham, the word Africa, and America. America is both the Luther word for he saw this by some. You know what? See, that can't work with us no more. We got to be the game changer.
That's
in the online.
What's the leadership job to do? Lord of leadership. Let's go to Acts. This is what we're doing right here. This is what we're doing right here. We're going to Acts. Mother D, we're going to the book of Acts real quick. Let's see what I want. Acts chapter 17. Let's see. This is what's going on here. Acts 17, 11. This is what we're doing right here. Acts chapter 17, verse 11.
Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Verse 11. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica.
Okay, who said, who the D are more noble? Verse 10, we get the name. Let's get a name on who the D is here in verse 11.
Wait a minute.
So he told you.
So that was 17:11. Okay.
Give me about verse 10 of who the deed did.
Oh.
Get the name.
Verse 10. Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Acts chapter 17, verse 10. Verse 10. And the brothers immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who's coming thither, went unto the temple of Yahdah Judah.
Verse 11.
Those was more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the words with all readiness.
If they received the word with what?
All readiness.
With all readiness, took the TV up there, put this verse. Give me first Ezra chapter 8, verse 3. First Ezra chapter 8, verse 3. He said, with all readiness, right? A mind, right? First Ezra chapter 8, verse 3.
First Ezra chapter 8, verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by Yahuwah of Israel.
So they were what?
Very ready.
Being very ready.
In the Torah instructions.
Acts chapter 17. Pick up where you left off there. Acts chapter 17. You're in the middle of verse 11.
Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Verse 11, in the middle. Okay.
You had you read mine, and you're at N now.
Okay. Words with all readiness and mind, and search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
You got to search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
Where
did those things was up? All right, key word search. Give me that to Isaiah 34:16 real quick. Isaiah 34:16. Mm-hmm. Sister Phoebe up there in prison, give me Isaiah 34:16. Remember early, the book. The book, right? The book. Isaiah 34:16.
Isaiah 34:16. Seek you out of the book of Yahweh.
Not no any other book, not no book of the dead, none of that. Quran, all that. Book, called number body book. Body book.
And read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth have commanded, and his spirit have gathered them.
Yeah, and his spirit that have gathered him. Okay? What's the definition of his spirit that we can read? Definition of his spirit. That we can read.
Yeah,
in his spirit, they have gathered him, right? Isaiah 34:16, in his spirit. What's the definition of that? That we can read. About that spirit. What is that?
Malachi 3:16.
About his spirit, we just read Isaiah 34:16, about in his spirit, they have gathered him.
Proverbs 1:24.
All right, Monday, Proverbs 1:23. Monday, give me John chapter 6.
Proverbs 1:23. The book of Proverbs, chapter 1:23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word unto you.
That's what we're talking about there. Words. All right, John 6. We're on that John chapter 6, 63, real quick.
It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So, Mother, when you look at 8:1 of Romans 31-39, can you help me see how Mother? And A, B, or P, you have me 14:14-15, 15 down to verse 21, 15, 14, 14, and 15, then 21-26 there, A, B, or P, then. St. John chapter 14, verse 14, 14:15, skip down 21-26, A, B, or C, after. He's got a component on what you hear. And we'll know when you hear or just read, or you read with understanding. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, mother, see of Israel, skip down 31-39, what it says.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1. 31-39. Back up with A, B, or C. St. John chapter 14, 14, 15. 21-26. Come on.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh.
So there's no condemnation. What does that word mean? What does that mean? What does that word about no condemnation in when you're in Yahweh? What does that mean? No condemnation in Yahweh. For the national audience sake. What that word mean that we can read there? What that word mean? No condemnation. Yeah, what the, I want to hear that definition first. What we got to be reading or what we read? What do you mean by, we're going to pull that word out. No condemnation. What that word mean?
Condemnation.
What it mean?
The expression of very strong disapproval.
So it's no disapproval in Yahweh. So what Yahweh got on the table at the end of? It ain't got a match to him. Because if he said that we can read out of the mouth of Solomon one verse five there, from Titus, if he said it, then at the end of it, he breaks down what the word means in the will. I mean, Psalm of Solomon 1:5. What does it say? Look what Yahweh says through the mouth of Solomon. 1:5.
I'm going to Psalms of Solomon. For the Psalms of Solomon,
yeah, he gives a definition of a word. Watch this.
All right, we're going to Psalms of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
What?
I am black, but comely, O you daughters of Yada.
So he said, I am black, but what?
Comely.
What comely means? Beautiful. So now, what do you say the word black means?
Beautiful.
What does Esau say black means? What is that? Built to load out, dirty, dusty, and rusty. See that?
That's right.
But what did Yahweh say?
Beautiful.
So who we going to go with then?
Yahweh.
You see that? So Yahweh explained you what black means. Black means to him is what?
Beautiful.
Oh. But Esau turned things upside down, he didn't. So he said, it means to me black is low down in the dictionary. Low down, ship, there's no doubt. Huh? Black food, cake is no count.
That's right.
Everything black, no count, right? But what did y'all want to say then?
Beautiful.
If he said that's beautiful, then when you turn and precept that to Leviticus there, young mind, Brother Titus. See, one thing about the word of Yahweh, you wait on a minute, you see it. You know? To be clear of that definition, that part, we don't go with that part. Because none of us see Yahweh's word, right? Now what did he say is beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what he said that we can read in Lamentation there, young lion, Brother Titus. He makes a statement about it in 2:1. Lamentation. What did he say there, y'all, right?
I'm going to Lamentation chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to book of Lamentation.
Yes, what did he say? So what is he saying here? With that understanding, according to Psalm 1:1, 1 right. verse 5. So what did he say if we precept that to 2:1?
Lamentation chapter 2, verse 1. How has Yahweh covered the doors of Yada Judah with a cloud in his anger?
Yes.
And cast down from heaven.
What?
Unto the earth.
What?
The beauty of Israel.
The what?
The beauty of Israel.
What is that like you?
The beauty of Israel.
The black beauty of Israel. Everything. Put it in color for your eyes what Israel means. Black and beautiful. So here goes the definition of what old Esau said. So black is what? I remember in the early 70s, he always said black is beautiful, didn't he?
Yeah.
But it's right there. But he has crossed your word up and showed you the dictionary, black means no count. Mm. But going to the Bible, black is beautiful, he's talking about who? The children of Israel.
Right, scripture out again.
That's Lamentation 2:1.
No. So now we gotta look at black a whole different way according to what Yahweh said it is. Beautiful. And then
And then, by the way, so now with that understanding, they throw another word on you and hook it up with a specific people, but it don't mean a specific people by the word called Ethiopia. They say that word comes from the word called Ethiopia, which means what kind of people? Black, some, darn faces, right? So the word,
Sunburn, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that what it means, right? Now, I'm going to show you where they got a code in this Bible for you to know something in this Bible. Code. That's all. See, Bible study class is to bring out all the codes. And once you know all the codes, you're in something, you can bring Yahweh in place. Tell me out there, Makai. Let's go to 2-1 of Genesis. I'm going to see if we can catch this code. Now, we know what the word Ethiopia means again, Sunburn. It means black sunburn, right? That means sunburn, black, right? Right? So now we're going to Genesis chapter 2. And let's see how marvelous this book is. We're going to Genesis 2, and we're going to... I want Genesis 2, and this is the verse number 7.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 2, pick it up at verse number 7.
Just pick it up at verse 13. I'm going to see who can I mess up real quick.
All right. Going over to the book of Genesis, chapter 2,
7 to 13. Now remember what the word means now. What the word Ethiopia mean?
Sunburn.
That means black. Sunburn. Black, right?
That's right.
Right? Burn face. Mm-hmm. Okay, pick up verse 7. 1-7.
The book of Genesis chapter 2, pick it up at verse number 7. Verse 7. And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Go ahead
and
read real quick.
And man became a living soul.
Yeah.
Verse 8.
Right.
And the Yahweh planted a garden eastward in Eden.
Yeah.
And then he put the man whom he had formed.
Yeah.
Verse 9. And out of the ground made the Yahweh to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
Yeah.
The tree of life also in the midst of the garden.
Uh-huh.
And the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
Verse 10.
Right.
And a river went out of Eden.
And a river went out of Eden.
To water the garden.
Water the garden.
And from there it was parted.
And what?
And became into four heads.
Go ahead.
Verse 11. The name of the first is Hyssop. That is it which compasses the whole land of Hebalah.
The whole land of Hebalah.
Where there is gold.
Yes.
12. And the gold of the land is good.
Yes.
There is Beldum and the Oxen Stone.
Yes.
13. And the name of the second river is Gihon.
Yes.
The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia.
The whole land of who?
Ethiopia.
The whole land of Ethiopia. Well, what was that, one that river, that river that was running right around the temple, east to west. Isn't that east to west, that whole... That encompassed the whole land of Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
So the people was what?
They was black.
Burnt face. So Adam and Eve was right there in the midst of this. So that was burnt face people, Ethiopia.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they word can fall right on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Ethiopia means atheos. Birthday people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this whole land compassed Ethiopian, so Adam and Eve had no choice but to be birthday people.
Mm-hmm.
Black. The whole land of Ethiopia.
Hallelujah.
And this same Gihon is the same spring that ran right down the temple site of Solomon. And all that right there was
where
the temple built was from Gion's Spring, right?
Yes,
sir. Gion's Spring, and that what is the whole land of Ethiopia.
Sir.
So who did that whole land belong to Ethiopia? The birthday people, children of Israel.
Children of Israel.
From
prophet that to when Yahweh told them to flee, where each other flee to. What he said in the Bible, we can read, he said flee to. Listen, he said flee to Mother Apple. Where he tell them to flee to, what we can read. What can we read we told them to flee to? He said, when you see the same, or when you start seeing them start putting that whooping on you, he told them to flee where? What can we read to that? Bible study class. Why can't I hear something? Why can't it take me so long to hear something? I'll tell you what verse it is, verse 16. I'll tell you that much. How much that? I'll tell you that much. It's verse 16. I'll tell you that much. Why we can't hear
nothing?
Why can't we hear something? No, I want to know what Yahweh's son said.
Yeah, I know
what he's talking about. I want to hear what Yahweh's son told the children of Israel to do. And I won't see him. He said, go flee to Mother Apple.
Book of Matthew.
I'll give you verse 16.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 16.
Now watch what he says. See, remember one thing. All we have to do is recognize what the Yahweh says. We know the word Africa don't exist. And we know that the children of Israel have land from where to where. From where to where? From east to west. It ain't no cross here. West is to the utmost sea.
If
you get in the sea, you still going west. To the utmost part of the earth. That's the west. All right, everybody,
Yahweh.
So it ain't no Mother Africa over there. That's them children of Israel when Yahweh told them to what? Read it. Watch this.
Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 15.
Back up one verse.
Verse 15.
Listen.
Verse 15, read.
What it read?
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation. Spoken up by Daniel the seer, staying in the righteous place.
That makes the one.
Chapter one.
Verse 16.
Whoso you want me to go back one?
Yeah.
Whoso read it, let him understand.
You need a loop.
Want a loop?
Yeah, that's
where
you look.
All right.
21.
One thing.
Mm-hmm. You get it. Verse 16. 16
and 17. Then get the priest up there. Okay. We
got
the precept for what they all got. 16
and 17,
listen.
Verse 16.
What?
Then let them which be in Yahdai Judah flee into the mountain.
No, flee to Mother Africa. Run up to the Mother Africa.
Flee into the mountain.
No, you flee into the mountain, you're going west. You already east and you go west. You flee into the mountain. So what they done, they went further in the interior of what was deed to Israel. Noah told you what land you're supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, your land, Shem land, was the eastern world and the western world.
Mm-hmm.
So the children of Israel couldn't go from one place to be righteous up by the Yahweh, east to west. So everything east was a garden and all the way far west, and the west go how far that we can read. How far the west go that we can read? Now, let's see how far west go that we can read. That we can read how far west go by going through the Rami. We're going through the Rami to find out how far west go. See, how far the west go? It ain't no stop off in no West Africa. Huh? It's no west like that. See, I tell you, we got when we hit the floor, we got to throw right.
That's right.
One's going to chase a thousand, but you got to get the information, add it down there. Now, we go on and take a look in the book of Deuteronomy, how far do we go? And we need a precept to find out how far it goes. And how about 33, verse 17? We just, Brother Micaiah, how far do we go?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 17.
Listen to it.
17, read.
What do we read?
His honor is like the firstlings of his bullock.
Yes.
And his horns are like the horns of unicorn.
Yes.
With them he shall push the people together to the end of the earth.
What is it?
To the end of the earth.
How far do the west go?
To the end of the earth.
To talking no. Now you got a section over there.
Ham didn't have that much land. All that land belonged to Shem.
He told the Canaanites, don't go out in Shem's land, didn't you? Isn't that they call, then they call Africa, West Africa? But then his own dad gave that Shem's land? So that's the west part of Shem's land. All this right here is far as east, coming all the way over here to the end of the earth, it belongs to Shem, east and the west. So there ain't no, Africa don't stop, Ham don't start nowhere in that area. You got to push it back a little. Somebody in the corner comes out of nowhere. All this right here is, all this broad area belongs to Shem and his descendants. So it ain't no West Africa stop. And that West takes you all the way to the what? Now I need another word. That West is going to take you to.
This is Bible study class.
Yeah, well.
You come be prepared, I'm telling you. Everything we say is going to come back up.
And you got to make sure you got this thing down back. So now, when you read in the 34th chapter,
Hallelujah,
it tells you exactly how far it goes and who land it belongs to. 34 verse 2.
Hallelujah, well.
Y'all got plenty to talk about on the tools and I eat a lot, you know.
Yeah, what?
Get out your brush and just get into this book. We got to be prepared for the peace to come. We got to understand something. It ain't no stop off in no West Africa. Because that land belongs to who? And it's written in 34 verse 2.
Hallelujah, what?
Who it belongs to?
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse number 2.
Listen.
32 read.
What a read.
Verse 2 reads.
What?
And all Nephilim.
All Nephilim.
And the land of Ephraim.
The land of Ephraim.
And Manasseh. And all the land of Yadadu.
And that's part of about all the land of Yadadu.
Unto the utmost sea.
Unto the. When you get in that sea, they call that sea over there, they call it now, they got a name called the Atlantic. That was the name day. That utmost sea, to get off of that sea from right there by going west, it'll take you right on over to the place they call Utah. All that belongs to who? Judah.
Yadda Judah.
All that is his land. So it ain't no stop off nowhere. Because when they was over there next to the sea, that still was the east to the west belongs to Shem land. They still was in Shem land. But you ain't telling the story. They telling the story. They made these maps and cut the land and said, this blood, this, and that. Not the Bible. The Bible says you from the, what it says in Matthew 24. It says something in Matthew 24 that Yahweh the Son said. Now this is what Yahweh the Son said, so who are we going to believe? 24, he made a statement in 24. He said 24, verse 27. What did he say that we can read?
Matthew chapter 24, verse
27.
Look at this. But as the lightning cometh out of the east, the lightning comes from out of the east. It shineth even unto the west.
And even to the west.
So to also the coming of the Son of Man be.
So the Son of Man coming, he's coming from the east, and he's going to take you all the way over to the west. So all this is connected, y'all.
Yeah,
well. This ain't got nothing to do with Africa. No part has got to do with Africa. This is the east to the west. It ain't no borderline. That's the map make that borderline. Yahweh told you flee into the mountains. Now the elders say he has a precept. Congressman precept.
Luke 21:21.
chapter 21. Verse 20. Luke chapter 21, verse 20. Luke chapter 21, verse 20. And when you shall see Yahshua Judah come past with armies, then know the dissolution,
desolation
thereof, and not is nigh.
21.
Then let them.
Now, not mean what? What do not mean? No, near.
Only on one.
Near. That means like one. The clock had ticked. The 12 o'clock now, you know. That means near.
Okay.
The desolation. That means time to now to fulfill something that we can read. And then we'll ask the question, well, what are we going, what is we reading that was already been told all the time? I want to know what that, what can we read in Bible study class? Keep reading.
Verse 21. Then let them which are in Judah flee to the mountain.
No, flee to West Africa.
The mountain.
To the mountain.
And let them which are in the midst of it depart out.
Oh, why? Whatever you got, leave it and get going.
Yeah.
Don't worry about turning to a pillow of salt. When I tell you, get up out of here, get up out of here.
Right.
You worry about the little piece of car you got. I'm leaving my red shoes. See, you get burnt up, but you get killed. Leave the red shoes and break out, brother. Go ahead.
And let not them that are in the country enter therein.
That's right. And if you tell them all that coming in business, I'm going to come in now. See, stay west. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 22. For these be the days of vengeance.
The days of what?
Vengeance.
Okay.
That all things which are written may be fulfilled.
Now, what is this vengeance and what is being fulfilled that we can read?
Mm.
What is this they're talking about? I mean, we got plenty to talk about on them 2-3 hours on Paris. Walk talk real. We got plenty to talk about. Now, what is it they're talking about? It's just how you're supposed to inform the members. The decision got to be made from the 12 heads of one accord. You got to have one. Remember they waited in the book of Acts to the 11 have to wait until they got a 12, then make one shot call. Same thing. Never heard the last of that. So now what is he talking about? These things that got to be fulfilled. These things have got to be fulfilled. What did he tell you that's going to happen at?
Mm.
About all these things that's going to happen at? He wrote it. He told Moses in the 28th chapter. Read the verse 25, verse 10 and 3 of this, all that he said. This was being fulfilled. What you read now, and then your people say, well, I don't read the Old Testament because I'm a New Testament Christian. I don't read the New Testament because the white man wrote that. You out of order everywhere. All this thing, how are you going to know what's been fulfilled unless you got the whole book with the continuation of the writing from Genesis to Revelation? The end of this writing is 96 A.D. The continuation of the writing. So what's been fulfilled? You ain't going to find it fulfilled on the right side of the book. You got to go to Deuteronomy 28:25 and see what's being fulfilled. When he told him, get up out of here, go on back to business, and don't come back. If you're not in the city, don't come in. These are vengeance of what has to be fulfilled. There's a little bit got to be fulfilled there.
The 10th book of the heavenly chapter, Deuteronomy 28, verse 25.
Right.
The Yahuwah should cause you to be smitten before your enemy.
Did that happen? Did that happen in 70 A.D.?
Yeah.
Did it happen? He telling Moses this now. He said, Moses, tell them that one day up the road, those that are in your lawn going to be what?
Smitten.
Smitten before your who?
Your enemy.
Go ahead, read.
shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them.
And you're going to try to fight, and you're going to lose. That was Moses told to tell the ones that come. You're going to fight against them, and you're going to lose.
Good. 25.
It shall be removed.
And you're going to be 25. What?
Removed.
Well.
To all the kingdoms of the earth.
Now, who been removed to all the kingdoms of the earth? Who is the prophet that you can preach up your Bible? Who have been removed to all the kingdoms of the earth that we can read? Huh? That we can read? How long I got to wait? How long I got to wait? Oh, I can't get nothing. See, I can't get nothing. So you see how much we got to be on? You got me in the who's this? How about give me Mother Dear, give me 11:11, the book of Isaiah. And you give me that young lion, you give me Amos come by, and Amos said the same thing, the 9:9. So give me back to that. What are you talking about? Who will be removed?
You said Isaiah what?
11:11. If you just write it, you write it, make sure you write it down.
I go too bad for you. Yes. I can't hear
this. That you know I'm doing what I got to do.
Father made you a thousand times, so many more.
A thousand times?
A thousand backward time.
But I mean, backward time was 1,000 men, but now all of a sudden in Abraham, I mean, it's more than we have in.
1,000 times, so many.
1,000 times more than that. So, how y'all got us hooked up in this one little spot? Man, we everywhere.
Yeah.
We the majority everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand? We the majority everywhere. We 1,000 times there.
Mm.
We are the majority everywhere we at.
Mm.
Not just only in the prison house.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got understanding things. We the majority everywhere.
Mm.
You hear what's going on in AB or Peter? By the time of Rebecca and Moses' time, it's around 500 years. And Moses said, you can put that to the side and go with the numbers that I got. You are 1,000 times as many more as back 500 years ago. See, that's what we do. We got babies. Remember, when we got a trek over in Egypt, we went home and made more babies, that's all. And that's why the world agreed that you. And that's why I tell you right now, y'all kind of dang to slow your birth down. Because
mm-hmm.
in a little while, it'll be anywhere it go, y'all going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just, because we're going to be a disincinerated period because of you. Y'all all over the place. And they grieve today about you. So I got everything called parenthood now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where we at now? What were we reading? Who hold himself up? Now what you supposed to do? Go over here and rehearse the right dad with you. Since you didn't want to come to class.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12.
What?
And he shall set up an ensign for the nation.
An ensign for the nation.
And shall assemble the outcasts of Israel.
The outcasts of Israel.
And gather together the dispersed of Judah.
Where is Judah at?
From the four corners of the earth.
So who that went to the utmost sea and came all the way over here?
Judah.
And what year he did it? 7 AD. 7 AD, he got the majority of the guy out of there, got in his boat and came on over here. They went over there. It wasn't a little handful over there in the west part of Shem land you call Africa. The majority of the guy in their boat was already over here. There were hundreds of millions already over here when they got over here. That was Judah over here. The lead tribe. Herman Cortez said he got around in Utah and looked up and seen some tall black guy was over there in his book. Who do you think that was? That was Judah. The lead tribe. Because they know their land was the utmost part of the sea. They know if you get in Euphrates. How far do the... You want to say how far the phrase is wrong? How far is the Euphrates River? What do that bond is? For the audience or the national audience to understand about the Euphrates. You got the Euphrates, you got the Mediterranean. They got other names on this thing, but when they got to the west part, it was a river right there. It was a river waiting on them. They got a river called Atlantis, they called the slave trade started from. No. You put that name on. That ain't the name alone. But that river runs you straight on into another river and takes you right over to this island over here. And all you have to do is right back and get you to sleep. It's going to throw you right on over here. And remember, the children of Israel was all canoe makers and canoe cutting trees. They pull out a knife and cut that long knife. What's the name of it? And before you know it, they've been tucking a tree and cut a hole in it and rest their feet and get it there and fly and throw it over and leave you there. You see that? We nature people. We can tell them trees. Let's see them trees out there. Before them before your cat. Before your cataract. Them trees out there, y'all. See, you know the trees out there before your cataract. The children of Israel see a tree, they cut that tree down for and make a boat out of it and get on down the road. Leave Utah to swing. They don't got the boat and throw them over here to Utah, they call it. Which ain't nothing but a watered out word for Judah. We told them less than years ago. Utah means Judah. That's what it means, Judah. Judah's land is the utmost part of the sea. You throw right into this island over here, and that's Judah's land. He's all over Gad. Yeah, Gad had a part, but Judah had the bigger part. But Judah's the lead tribe. And they all know how to train their kids to cut down a tree and make a boat. Get in the color canoe. Get in there, canoe, and just go to sleep. And float on over to over here to this island over here, the island of the sea. Did we just read the island of the sea, Mother? Mother said, listen, did we read that? In the island of the sea? That's where we're at. That's us. That's why we got to talk to Father. Give me 9:9, 8.
Book of Amos, chapter 9.
What?
Verse number 9.
What?
Book of Amos, 9:9, read. For lo, I was a man, and I was stiff the family of Israel among all nations.
I bet you don't be around laugh.
All nations. Like as corn is stiff and a seed.
Yes.
Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth.
That means I'm going to know where you at. I'm going to know you at. I remember watching a movie called, I used to Samaritan. The movie was called Coolie High. And they was in the room And but they want to get out. They want to find some kind of reason to get out the room. So one got them some red paint and put over the brother's mouth and said, look, teacher, look, he bleeds. Well, get him out of here. Get him out of here. And they'll say, I go with him too. But there's another time to get out of there. Then you're in another scenario. When you're on the wrong thing, when you know there's something else you want to be doing at home, you come up with something. Man, get him moving the garbage out the way. I'm leaving here for a minute. I got to give me some air. Yeah? But you know you got something else good on your mind. Because you know you was burning the candle the wrong way. You can go home getting on sleep. Something else troubling your mind. So here's something that'll trick you off so you can get some air. And that's what they do. Yeah, that's what they do. You didn't move the garbage out the way. I'm sick of this. I'm getting some air. Going for a drive. All the time you got some on your mind. All this stuff, the old steel cigarettes. That word of y'all will operate all that out. Yeah. So there it is right there. So we know the children of Israel. So when you throw a kitchen tangerine, you ain't got nothing with it. It's something that you won't do. And that's what he told Judas in the Bible. Don't do what you got. Don't do what you're going to do, man. You know what you're going to do. You know the power of God, you got to do something. Go ahead and do something.
That's right.
It's man, go on, do what you got to do, man.
Mm-hmm.
So go on, get it. That's why I ain't looked up at you and let you go ahead. I don't know what happened. The word of pop you there, you got no comeback. That's what happened. So it got to be revealed. Whatever sealed got to be revealed. Well, when you see them wanting to make the tension tangible, I got to give me some air. I can't breathe right now. Go on and breathe. This word of Yahweh can cut your breath off anyway. The word of Yahweh can cut your breath off. Back in the young line, let's see what else they got for you with. What else them young lines got cooking up? Well, me and over here taking a little pee
All right. What was that name of that mountain was called? She said, flee to the mountain. Same book, Deuteronomy 34.
I watch everybody from saying this book.
All right, what was the name of this mountain was called? Deuteronomy 34, verse 1, what is he? They flee to the mountains, right? Deuteronomy 34, verse 1.
Deuteronomy 34, verse 1. And Moses went up from Mount Nebo.
Moses went up from the plains of Moab.
Plains of Moab.
Okay. Okay, I skipped around, sorry. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, the top of
To the top of Pisgah,
that is over against Jordan.
Jericho.
Against Jericho, and the Yahweh showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan.
Right there.
So he got up on that mountain and looked straight up all the way over here. He shook him over eyes to see way over
Dan,
here. Dan. And now if you go to Utah, which is another word to do it, the same mountain that you see over there is over here because it's the same land. And that's why they was over here all the time. They've been over here, Judah, well, they got ran out for the final time in 70 A.D., and that's why Peter asked the question in the book of Acts, 1, verse 5 and 6. What he said, Brother Titus?
Well,
1, 5, we'll make it 6 to 8. He asked the question.
Acts chapter 1.
Y'all brought us on and asked him a question, 1, 6 to 8.
Acts chapter 1. Verse 6 to 8.
What is that?
Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
Right.
And when they therefore will come together.
And when it came, what kind of way?
Together.
Yeah.
The acts of him saying.
They asked him a question. What did he ask?
Yahweh. Will you at this time restore again?
Again.
The kingdom of Israel.
The kingdom of Israel. The kingdom, again. The kingdom of Israel went from east to west, y'all.
Yahweh.
And what did he say?
Verse 7. And he said unto them,
right.
It's not for you to know the times or the seasons.
It's not for you to know the times or the seasons. Some things have to happen, folks. We got a great voice, man.
Hallelujah.
Which the Father had put in his own power.
Yeah. What we tell him to do?
Verse 8.
Right.
But you should receive power.
Power.
After that, righteous spirit has come upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be a witness unto me, both Yahdah Judah, and all Judah, and in Samaria.
Watch this, y'all lies.
And unto the utmost part of the earth.
Hey, Dad, come here, the man. Man ain't talking.
Wait. You want these people talking?
Where's this the utmost field? Just for that to come over here.
Hallelujah.
To the end of the earth.
Hallelujah.
You see how the man is talking? See, I don't see y'all ready anything. And being in the middle. And our mother, D.F. Israel. Psalms 103, verse 1 and 12 says what? See, we got to hear this thing, y'all. I mean, a man waves a blessing. Look here. See, I'm waving a blessing, but who should I bless? They gotta have Bibles of skills in this thing to deal with this. How you gonna tell somebody to hold on and you don't hold on? You gotta hold on. Did you remember our grandfather did when the angel met him? What did the angel do to him? What did he do that we can read, Brother Titus? What did he do in verse 24? 24:32. What happened? Now here goes confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And 32:24, I'm going to get confrontation and see how you folks respond when it gets hot and hairy on me.
Mm-hmm.
32:24, for a tight brain.
Okay, 32:24.
Yeah, brain.
Okay,
the book of Genesis, 32:24.
Book of Genesis, 32:24. Genesis 32, verse 24.
Read.
Just 32:24. And Jacob was left alone.
Yeah.
And there went to a man and
told him, our time, you're going to be left what kind of way?
Alone.
Sometimes people, I want to be alone. You going to deal with y'all. Why you want to be alone?
Alone.
Hey, I got to be a room where I can be alone. Because y'all ain't coming to me when you sitting there in my ear.
Hallelujah.
I got to be what kind of way?
Alone.
You got to find time to be alone.
Yes.
Go ahead and read.
Yes.
And then wrestle a man with him until the breaking of the day. Yes. Verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him.
And when this man, which is in 32 verse 1, when he found he could prevail against old Jacob,
he touched the hollow of his thigh.
He hit Jacob right in his thigh. Mm-hmm. Bang! Hit him in his thigh.
That's right.
Get up off of me, man. What happened next?
And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint.
And he hit Jacob so hard his thigh got out of joint.
He had
a limp for the rest of his life. He had a limp.
Mm.
He hit him so hard in that thigh.
Mm.
Wow. Go ahead and read.
And he wrestled with him.
Just
Genesis.
Except you bless me. You want to bless me. I'm holding on to you. Bless me.
That's right.
Hit me on my side to wherever you want. Like David said, take these old piece of kids from me, take these old piece of woman from me, but don't take that right spirit from me.
Yeah, 26.
You see?
That's right.
I want with everything to come down where they are. Huh? Every time you try that, that y'all feel on you. Yahweh. Man, woman, outside of Yahweh, you sound like a fool. Mm-hmm. When it come out of Yahweh, this got to be the list. I want my blessing. Yahweh. I ain't hearing what you got to say. He hit the man with Tyree hard and messed Jacob down, all out of Jacob still holding on. And that's how we got to do this thing. We got to hold on this thing. Can't be fun around this thing. Get out. Well, my feelings hurt now.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get some air now.
Mm-hmm.
No, you done the same thing coolly moving in. You trying to get a reason to get up out of money now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you been being sold on what you own. Huh? You started yesterday what you own by making Gentiles the white man and the white woman. No, you only got an end to that. You got a majority trying to talk about the Northern Kingdom. Yeah, well, it started from you jumping out there. And now we got to wheel you back in.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, with that spirit on you. We got to deal with you. Some kind of way you open the door for the break to get at you.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, start throwing a couple of verses on you. I start seeing you move your shoulder around.
Mm-hmm.
I see it coming. I said, let old Steve get in there and get a little bit too. So, that's how it's going up. We got to expose those that fucking around this thing ain't doing it right. Because you gonna be out there and you'll get had. Come on, mother, give me my verse. Psalm 103, 1 and 12. Hey, how long I wait, mother, dear, Israel?
You said 1
Psalm 103, verse 1 and 12. How long I got to wait? Hey, don't you read?
You want to
read
out?
You want to come back?
I'm there already.
Okay, well, you think the
people
need to leave and come back, or?
You said read, right?
Yeah.
Psalm 103.
But you want me to leave and come back? Okay. I don't get
to
read.
I'm
saying, how long do I have to
wait?
Do I have to leave and
come back?
I say I'm there. Oh, come on, mother. Psalm 103. 1, verse 1. And 3. What
does it say? Listen good. Bless your father.
That's right.
The whole land is really it is that we can read. to Leviticus. So this land, is really is that we can reap. Remember, it's all about the game changer is what we can reap. So now, whose land is this really that we can reap? Did that cut all the game changers down? We ask the question, okay, that sounds good, brother. But what can we read there? 25:23, young man, Brother Micaiah, you bring it out. We heard you talk first. 25:23,
whose land
is really? Book
of Leviticus, chapter 25:23.
Right.
23 reads.
Right.
The land shall not be sold.
The land shall not be sold.
Forever.
Well.
For the land is mine.
The land who?
The land is mine.
So who does the land really belong to?
Yahweh.
So he learned it out to Adam. He learned it out to Noah. He learned it out to Shem. He learned it out to Abraham. He learned it out to Jacob. He learned it out to us Israelites. But who the land belongs to?
Yahweh.
You see that? Now there goes the game changer right there. How about that, Amy or Phoenix? What's she doing over there? What over there is she doing over there? She's looking at something. I got something. You got some ideas?
Yep.
All right, come on back, young man.
All right, let's do Deuteronomy 21:17. Deuteronomy chapter 21:17. Pick up at verse 16 real quick. What is he?
And A.B. or P. But have me Deuteronomy 11:20. Go down to verse 28. Wait on.
You have a need for John 14:14.
Jeremiah 13. but we ain't going to read that. So now, go ahead.
Even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be.
Now, what do you mean by the uttermost sea? That's A.B. of the To the uttermost sea. The uttermost sea. What are you talking about? To the other, now of the greatest is going to take you into another sea. What is that sea going to take you into? What sea take you over into now called America? The Euphrates will take you straight to the uttermost sea. What is that? What is that sea? What's that sea that you come in, and you come right into, and you come right into America? What's that sea? We know it ain't the Euphrates. The Euphrates will take you to that sea. What sea will take you from that? What is this big old sea that's out here now that takes you? Huh?
That
will land. That's what they call it.
Atlantic,
yeah. That Euphrates will take you right into that sea. So if you get into Euphrates, you're going to get some sleep, and you're going to take you right into the Atlantic, and you're going to take you right onto this island. This island is in the little big island over here. Mm-hmm. You see how the Bible tells it? See, the map makers are messing everybody up, but they're messing them up. But we know we got to get off into the Euphrates. And Euphrates will take us right on off to the Atlantic, and that'll take you all this part of this island over here. Y'all see that trick? See, the Bible's so plain if you know how to read it.
Is it in the Bible?
What?
What you just said?
No, it ain't called by the man. That's man again. That's man again. No, it takes you. You see the telling you do right here? It tells you.
All the way to the
one. Euphrates will take you to where? You just said.
The most part to the sea.
So you get in the grave, they're going to take you to, well, A.B., read 27:28 again.
I went back to
Genesis 2:14.
And by the seaside.
the land of the Canaanites.
Yeah.
And unto Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Unto the great river.
And the great river. Listen.
The river Euphrates.
I hate that. What the great river go?
Euphrates.
The great river, you get off into that great river Euphrates, it's going to take you into an oath. The great river called what?
Euphrates.
That's the great river, Euphrates. That's that big river that you got to get off into, that if you don't have no problem coming over here, you're going to get to the shadow. Get off into the Euphrates, and it takes you right off into this other river, and you ride right on off into a place called Judah. They call Utah. See what they did? How they did the stuff they did? They ran, all they ran for was with their machete. Little papers had a machete on. They cut a little small limb tree and got the damn rope. See, everybody knew this. Joshua 1:4. Right.
Look at Joshua, chapter 1.
You all right on that deal?
From the willingness and...
Listen, Abel.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon.
Yeah.
Even unto the great river.
The great river.
The river Euphrates.
So what's the great river?
Euphrates.
So the great river is Euphrates. So that's the first thing you're going to do is find out what the great river Euphrates is at. That runs east to west.
Okay.
Is that right?
I
see you
find Atlantis
and the map. No, we ain't going to find Atlantis. You might find Atlantis because Mr. Manson, he made his own map. Y'all worry about Mr. Bourne. He's dead, man. He made a map of 1700. So what? But here, I'm giving you a Bible map. It's supposed to be called the name. We know one thing, the Euphrates run into another river. The name is not the Atlantic. The name, that's another thing. They gave the name. They told you black and then get back there.
How you get Atlantic?
How y'all get Atlantis? I asked the question, what is the name? The name they gave, but that's not the name. So we read the names now. The great river runs into another river. The great river Euphrates runs into another river, and that river brings you over here. Now, whatever the name of that river is, so whatever, what
they call it? Atlantis.
That's that big river that Brady will come into and bring you over here.
How we got over here? The Atlantic slave trade.
And that same river that they got a name on it, they call it, you know, that place called No Return, but we got a place called it Amina, called you walk through that door of No Return, and they call that river Atlantic. They called that river, that one they called it Atlantis, but that was the Bible called it.
Right.
But they called that river Atlantis. When the sons of Esau came with their boats, and you got off into the boats in that place where no return.
Right.
They got into the river that they called Atlantis. And that Atlantis take you straight all the way over the way you gotta go. It went up in all kind of ways. But I want to come back here again. So, but the Euphrates is run east and west. Now, how many miles do we run east and west? I'm waiting to hear something. How many miles do Euphrates run east and west at Batita? How many miles? Find out. How many miles do Euphrates run east and west? Hey, Mother Eek, in that Nehemiah. Who got that Nehemiah? Mother Eek, see?
Yes.
1:8-10, watch this.
Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. Verse 8, remember, I beseech you, the word that you command thy servant Moses said, if he transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Verse 9, but if he turn unto me and keep my Torah instruction and do them throughout their words of you cast out unto the utmost part of the heavens, yet will I gather them from this and will bring them unto the place that I have chose to sit my name. Verse 10.
Read verse 9 again, Mother. Not here, they get away.
Verse 9. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 9.
Yeah.
Verse 9. But if ye turn unto me and keep my Torah instructions,
yeah,
and do them,
yeah,
though there were of you cast out unto the utmost part of the heaven.
Now what that mean? What that supposed to mean? What does that mean by you be cast out to the utmost part of heaven? What is the utmost part of heaven?
The earth.
No, I'm talking.
Okay.
That's not about the earth. What's the utmost part of heaven, Mother? Give me Revelation 21. So you know, I'm looking forward from tonight or from so bad to get it out of one accord. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 21. What do you mean by the utmost part of heaven? What they're talking about? The utmost part of heaven. You'll be cast out to the utmost part of heaven. You just got to be reading about the utmost part. Then you read, we read the utmost part,
yeah,
over there in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You read about the utmost part. Okay? So you'll be cast out to the utmost part of heaven, right? What are you talking about? Deuteronomy 11, verse 21. The Bible tells the whole story.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. That your days may be multiplied.
Listen, that your days might be multiplied.
And the days of your children.
And the days of your children.
In the land which Yahweh swore.
Uh-huh.
Unto your father.
Unto the land he swore to your father.
To give them.
What?
As the days of heaven. Upon the earth.
Hey, that's
the... He didn't know his friend. Who's here? My friend.
Your heaven is where?
Up on earth.
That's right.
Not up in the way, Mr. Christian.
No. Our heaven is here.
Just read.
Our heaven is here. Our heaven from east and west will be done right. Now it's hell to us now because we won't do that. Right? So the heaven ain't talking about, he's not saying he's going to come get you, not up in the way, right? Right? Now preach up that, Brother Micaiah, to the 30th chapter, and pick up the verse 1. I'll do the right. Now preach up it. Come on, y'all. We're going to preach up it. We're going to get right. Huh? When we get right, y'all probably going to drop that dog on you. But you got to be able to take a dollar to the side and look them over. So you know this utmost part of heaven is the upper part of what?
Earth.
And that's over here. From east over here. It's heaven to you wherever you at, as long as you're under Yahweh. See, when you read 21, now read 24 there, Mother. Then read verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
You read 11, 21, upmost part of earth, right? And I read verse 24.
Deuteronomy 11, 24.
Mm-hmm.
Every place whereon the sole of your feet,
yes,
shall tread,
yes,
shall be yours.
Yes.
From the wilderness and Lebanon,
yes,
and from the river.
What kind of river is this? The great river. The great river who?
Euphrates. Even unto the utmost sea. Your coast be.
You see that? You see your coast there? Your coast is from the river Euphrates, runs east and west, and the Euphrates is going to run into another river. See, going to run into another river, going to take you right over here, from east to west. How many miles is that Euphrates there? You got to run still. Wait a minute, Bubba Titus. How many miles do that Euphrates run from east to west?
How many miles does the river Euphrates?
From east to west.
From east to west.
Because we know one thing, if you get up into Euphrates, it's going to take you into another river. And the other river gonna bring you right here. You know, the name of, you know, whatever they call it. But we know that we get into Euphrates, all we gotta do is prepare ourselves to get into Euphrates. It's gonna throw us right into this next river, and that jet stream river is gonna grab hold to your boat and keep you running right on over to this island.
All right, the total length of Euphrates is about 1,700 740 miles.
1,000 how many?
740 miles.
1,740 miles. How many miles from Jerusalem to America? Now write that down now. Write that down now because it'll come back on you. Say it again. How many miles again from the Braves Run?
1,740 miles.
1,000 how many miles?
1,740 miles.
No, the Euphrates River is a total of 1,740 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get to the end of Euphrates River, you need some more canoes to get on the rest of the way over here. Euphrates River stop right there.
So now you said 2,431 miles.
Well, that's how many miles it is from the U.S. to Jerusalem, the land of Judah.
Okay.
When you get done traveling from over there, you're going to travel Euphrates River all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the end, remember, you got a remainder of a miles left. The remainder of miles left is 681 miles. From that point on, you got to travel the rest of 681 miles. Mm-hmm. Remember, from the travel from America over to the so-called land Jerusalem is a total of 2,431 miles. That's the total length to get from here to the so-called land of Jerusalem. The Euphrates River is only 1,740 miles long. So that means to get back over here, if you take Euphrates River, you got to dock another boat. Because it stops right there.
You're going to dock another river.
Another river, really. Yeah, another river.
You take the same boat to try to get east, but you
can't get
to that next river.
So where you get six?
That's how much is left.
You're adding.
Go ahead, Elmer.
That's how much is left.
You have two more rivers.
Yeah, subtracting the 2,400 to 2,431 away from the 1,740.
Right, that's what that
is. And that's the remainder of the river that's left.
So that's how you got
it. Yeah, you're out of Euphrates River now. Now you're going into what we would call the Atlantic Ocean. Okay? To get all the way over here. So that's what you got to remain in there. 681 miles left in the Atlantic Ocean to travel here.
You go more dry land. To get to this island over here, you got to find another river that you got to find another. You got to take your canoe and put it into another river now. Because these braves are ran out. It's like going down to 79th Street and what? I want to go to Harvey. Well, you got to get up off. I ain't going up further than 79th Street here. Get off my bus on 79th. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get off the bus on 79th Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wait on the Page bus to go from there to Harvey, right?
Mm-hmm.
So same thing. You over there, you over.
I came up with 691.
Okay, good.
It's 691.
Okay, 691.
Right.
Hey,
I
want to
be exact.
You want to
know
what it is.
I
want to
be in
fact. So that's what you got to
do.
Tell me what you're talking about. So now if you're in America, you